Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Aleph 511. The Isser of Kishuf Shelo Lechashef. The Isser is alluded to earlier in the Torah, but here is the Isser of the Avera of performing Kishuf. Says the Torah right here in Parsha Shoftim, as we started yesterday. Lo Yimatzi Becha, that cannot be found amongst you. Ma'avir B'no B'to Ba'esh, one that passes their children through fire, that's Molech. That was already counted earlier, the Avodah Zarah of Molech. Kosem Ksamim, that's Kisum, that's what we discussed yesterday, in terms of trying to see into the future. And now, Ma'onein was counted already earlier in the Torah, that someone who tries to figure out the propitious times for taking on certain activities. U'minachesh, that was also counted earlier. U'michashef, that's today's mitzvah, the Isra of Kishuf. Where we had this earlier? In Parshas Mishpatim. We have the mitzvah of making sure that a mechashefa is put to death, but it did not say there the Isra of the mechashef or the mechashefa, himself or herself, so that's this mitzvah here. Says the Pasuk Mechashef, Rashi doesn't say anything here because you have to look earlier for what it was about. So we're going to have to repeat a number of items that we discussed a number of years ago on Mitzvah Samach Beis of the Sefer HaChinuch. There he says, Shalom Lachius Mechashef, and that's where he discusses the pernicious nature and the dangers of Kishuf. What is Kishuf? Let's see what he says. Misharshia Mitzvah. First, he says, what is the shorish behind this mitzvah? Sheyadua, ki inyan Kishuf davara ad ma'od, v'gorim kama takolos lebnei adam. Eini tzarech laharech. I don't even have to explicate. Everybody realizes the dangers. What is Kishuf? Says the Sefer HaChinuch there, because he doesn't explain it here. According to my opinion, this is what I think, and he's basing it on the Rambam as well, as we'll read soon. Shashem Baruch Hu Sam B'tchilas Habriya L'chol Davar V'davar Midivrei Ha'olam Teva. Hashem created nature and natural law. Lif'ol pu'ulaso tova v'yishara l'tova b'nei adam asher bara. For the good of the creations, for the good of people, he created natural law. V'tziva kol echad lif'ol pa'alo limineyu. And he commanded every item to follow a certain course, to be subject to certain rules. As it says, limineyu in Parshas Bereishis, al ha'nivra'im. V'gama kol echad ve'echad. Himshil koach milamala la'achricho maseyu. And there's a certain force in heaven that makes everything under it act in the natural realm. Umilvad pu'ulasan she'ose kol echad ve'echad v'tivo. Besides for the independent power and actions that every force of nature goes through, yesh lohem pu'ula acheres behisarva min mehen min acher. When it mixes in with other forces, there is some type of modification based on all the different forces working together. If I throw something up in the air, that's the force of my throw versus gravity. So that's against each other. So they have to work together somehow to come up with a solution. It goes up for a certain amount, and then eventually it comes down. But those, what I just did by throwing something up, that is still using God's natural forces. But regarding misusing and mixing different natural forces, so there are areas of the dark side. There are areas that man is not allowed to be involved in. Ki yodea Elokim shesof ha-maaseh ha-yotzei l'bnei Adam ba'osan atstadin ra'lohem o'mebreizem man'amehem. There is a natural order, and based on that, there are certain forces that should work together, and if they sometimes shouldn't work together, shouldn't be made to work together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asserted trying to make them work together. That's Kishuf, trying to use certain forces that are not meant to be used and weren't allowed to be used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our purposes for any type of issue. And he says, a mashal alzeh. I'll give you a mashal. Kemosh ata rosha markiv min b'she'en omino. Yechachu livro min shlishi. Sometimes when you graft, when you mix two things together, relating to this to the Isra of Kilayim, nimsa shebitla harkava koach shneim. Sometimes you put a horse, but a dog together, create a mule. So it's finished. It's created something, but it's a dead end. It doesn't continue. He says, that's in the spiritual realm. That's all times when we try to create something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was not allowed. Is there something there? The following Rov Rishonim, yes, these forces exist, but we need to stay away from them. That's what he quotes from the Gemara in Masechah Sanhedrin. On Daf Samach Zayin, Lama Nikra Shmam Kshafim. Why they're called Kishuv? Shemachishin Pamlaya Shamal Vishalmata. They are undoing and undermining and contradicting the forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already created. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says there in Parshas Mishpatim. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bachai, there in Mishpatim, he echoes these words. Similar idea, says Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk. The Isser Kil'ayim Notel Azeksas. The Isser of Kil'ayim is similar to Kishuv. We're making creations. We're putting together items that cannot be together. Not everything is meant to be together. Then he adds, this was the power of the Chartumim. This week's Parsha. Chartumim Mitzrayim. Iker Chachmasam Haya Inyan Kishuv. The Iker Chachma was Kishuv. New creations. V'hayu osem ha'em dvarim niflaim b'derach teva. They used to create wonderful, not wonderful in a good way, dover nifla b'derach teva. And Chazal say, this is machash pamlaya shalmala. What does that mean? Now he says his own take. K'sha'adam osel lamata harkavas dvarim. When man tries to create his own laws against the laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, laws that Hashem created, that's called Pamlaya Shamala. And when we create using our own ideas, so that's Pamlaya Shalmata. Let nature do its take its course. That is undermining. He then adds and says the question that we're all wondering, and that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to use these forces, so why did he create them? V'im tishal, kiva she'in l'kshafim pe'ulash, ela b'makam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, lo masarta Torah. Hashem's going to allow it to happen. Ultimately, everything is from Hashem. So why did he create it, and why does he let it happen? So this is similar to what the Mishnah says in Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that all of these are usher, so why then does he allow people to violate, and he doesn't shoot them down right away? Because that's the concept of Bechira Chavshus. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to have a world where everybody just drops dead right when they violate an Aveira. Right? That's not how a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And therefore, even though it might have been simpler then, and there would be less people that are violating the Torah then, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create the Torah in that way that people should just drop dead when they violate. The Mishnah I was just referring to is a Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, "Shalu es hazakenim baromi im ein ritzono ba'avodas kochavim lama einam avala." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Avodah Zarah, why isn't he mevatel all of the Avodah Zarah? Why isn't he mevatel the sun and the moon and the stars and everything else that people worship? So says the answer given is that just because there are some people that violate doesn't mean that the world shouldn't exist. The world is a perfect, wonderful, amazing world. Nature is unbelievable. The fact that you have a natural system that could be abused doesn't mean that the system is not perfect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. Af Anu, he says, let them do what they want to do. And Asid Litein Esadin. That's the language of the Gemara. Hare Hein Ovdin Lachama V'Lalvana V'Lakochav Mazalos. Yovar Olam Emreya Shotim. Hashem is going to destroy the world because of fools. Ela Olam Kiminago Noheg V'Shotim Sheba Olam Asid Litein Esadin. The Gemara gives another example there. Right? If somebody steals wheat and plants it, it shouldn't grow. It's stolen. Why should it plant? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it not grow. Or if somebody is Boalishas Chavero. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, you know, make it that there's no mamzerin in the world. There shouldn't be a pregnancy that works. The answer is no. There's a natural rule. There's natural law. And olam kiminago noheg. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves it like that. And those who take advantage are asidin litein asadin. That's what the Rabbeinu Bachai says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to create and change nature just because some people violate. Good, so that's the idea behind Kishuv, as was mentioned earlier, and that's this Isser. This Isser of Kishuv, one is not allowed to be involved in. So now we get back to Ar Chinuch, where he alludes to what was said then, but then he also mentions the Shita of the Rambam, which we have to review as well, but first let's read the Chinuch. Shalonish Tadel B'chol Maisa Kishuv Klal. We shouldn't do any type of Kishuv. any type of activities that are involved. A person uses strategies, believe mispar, an infinite number of activities. Use certain items, not to try to figure out the future. That was yesterday's Isser. That's Kisum. Activities that try to figure out the future. This is no. Actions trying to achieve directly certain results. Sometimes they do this at certain times of the day, at certain times of the month, whenever they think. Kishuf, whenever they try to use and harness certain natural powers for negative forces. Umikal elu advarim hamagunim v'hamachu'arim tarchikenu atarab tachlos harikach. The Torah says to stay away, and then he has a line, ki hevel hema, because they are nonsensical. Ve'ein roi la'am kadosh machziki dasa emes laseis machshava bekirim elu. We're not supposed to focus on these. So from that lashon, they're foolish. Does that mean they don't work? Or that we should stay away from them because it could only have negative repercussions for us. So Rov Rishonim, like we saw the Ramban, like we saw the Chinuch back in Mishpatim, say, of course they work. There are certain powers there that exist. But we should stay away from them because it's a violation, as we spoke about yesterday, of Tamim Tiyah Em Hashem Elokecha. But the Rambam, a well-known Rambam, the Rambam says by many of these Isurim, it's not just that it's a waste of time, but they don't do anything. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Zarah talks about all of these issues. Starting the introduction to this parak is Ein Holchim B'Chukos Hagoyim V'Lo Medamin Lahem Lo B'Malbush V'Lo B'Seir V'Chayotzim. Don't be like the non-Jews in all areas. And then he says Ein Menachashin Kagoyim. Don't do Nichush like Goyim K'Shenem Ralo Senachashu. And then he talks about Ezeo Kosem. Can't do Kosem. Can't do Ma'onein. All of them are mentioned here. Ochezes Hoinayim Chover Chover. All of these, and at the end of that perek, the Rambam says, "Vidvarim elu kulan divrei sheker v'kazavhein." All of these things that the Torah assers, which is a big chiddush, according to the other Rishonim, they work, and that's why the Torah assers them. According to the Rambam, they don't work, but the Torah still assers them, so you don't involve yourself in things that you think are going to work. Divrei sheker v'kazavhein. V'hein shehitu bohena ovdi avodah zarah kadmonim l'goyei ha'arasos kadei sheyahinu achareyem. This one misled so many of the avodah zarah. V'hein roi li'Yisrael sheim chachamim mechuchamim lihimashich v'havalam elu. It's not appropriate for Jews to be pulled off to this nonsense. V'lo lahalos al haleif sheish buen tala. Not to think that there's something that's helpful here. Kolamamin, then he has very strong lashon. Kolamamin b'dvarim elu v'chayotze bahen u'machashev b'libo shehein emes v'divrei chachma, that you really have a power to take natural forces and accomplish something, but the Torah asserd eino ela min hasachalim u'machasri hadas. It's foolish. U'bichlal hanashim aktanim shein daitan shlema. You're like the illiterate avobale chachma v'tmime hadas. Yedu barayos bruros shekol elu advarim she'asra Torah einon divrei chachma ela tohu v'hevel. Shenimshchu b'hen chaseri hadas. It's something that pulls the masses, but it's not something for a Jew to be involved in. This is the Rambam at the end of Perek Yud Aleph in Avodah Zarah. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Rambam quoted earlier in the parak that if somebody does a type of lachash al hamaka, some type of incantation on a maka, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So the Rambam's lashon is, okay, if you want to, but it's not going to help. So that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that lashon also in the Yaradeya in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, as we discussed yesterday. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is v'afal pi she'ein hadavar moel klum. Even though it doesn't help, that's the language of the Rambam quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. And the Vilna Gaon goes to town on this Rambam, arguing very vociferously on this Rambam. He quotes the Rambam in both in Mishnah Torah and in Pirush Mishnayos, that he says, Aval kol habayim acharav chalku alav. The Rambam, all of these laws and averos and concepts, they exist. Shaharei harbi l'chashim nemru b'gemara. There are many incantations. V'hu nimshach achar ha'filosofia. The Rambam is influenced by his philosophical bent. V'lachin kasav, shekshafim, v'shemos, v'lachashim, v'shedim, v'kemios. Hakolu sheker. Everything is sheker. Says the grav, v'kfar hiku oson ha'kod kado. He's been banged over the head. There are so many rise against him. Shari matzinu harbi ma'asiyos b'gemara p'shemos u'kshafim. There are many stories in the Gemara using these. You got to figure out how and why they were used. V'hatorah he'ida. V'yutaninim v'chim kimiyin v'harbi makomus v'lachashim rabu milispar. V'halis philosophia hitito barov lekha. Lefarish Gemara hakol b'derech melitzi. How many times does the Rambam take something not at face value, says the Gra, and it's not meant to be taken literally? Now, Bilam never spoke to a donkey, and Avram never spoke to angels, and the Cholu, and all of these. And the Rambam all says they're all visions and metaphors. Says the Gra, Rov Rishonim say no, it's literal. He says no, Chas v'shalom, eini mamin b'hem v'lo mehem v'lo mehamonam, el hakol advarim heim kipashtan. Everything take pshuto shel mikra, elosheish ben pnimius. There are deeper messages, but you have to realize, says the Grav, that there is power, like Rov Rishonim say, it's just that we have a chiyuv to stay away from them. So that is the a well-known machlokas, the Rambam and the Gra, Rov Rishonim against the Gra. We've also mentioned in the past the Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on next week's parsha, on Parshas Va'era, where he says it could be, you know, what does the Rambam do with all the Gemaras? All the Gemaras. The Rambam really doesn't take any of those at face value. So says Rabbi Yaakov, at least some of the stories can be explained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu always levels the playing field. And that is, in times when there's tremendous koach HaKadusha in the world, there's also tremendous koach HaTuma. In the days of the Gemara, there was tremendous koach HaKadusha. The Tanoim, the Amoraim, they could do Tchias HaMesim, they could build, create golems, they could do unbelievable things. Koach HaKadusha. So parallel to that, there was Shadim and there were all these other dark forces that existed. Maybe the Rambam's only, and this is not the Pashas of the Rambam, but this is what Rabbi Yaakov suggests, maybe the Rambam's only talking about later in history, when the Kochos of HaKadusha are less, so then the Kochos of Tuma are also less, and these don't exist. But that is the suggestion of Rabbi Yaakov to help defend the Rambam a little bit against the attacks of the Gra, but it is not, again, the Pashtus of the Rambam. Says the Chinuch, now continuing, that it is inappropriate for us to be involved in these issues. He even says, Umiyos hinyanim elu rechokim ma'od, v'ke'urim lefana barachu, all of these actions are very ugly in front of Hashem. Ubahem nitzotz me'inyani avodah zarah, it smacks of avodah zarah. If that's true, the Menachas Chinuch Tzahar is that it's Yerai Val Yavar. Kishav isn't just something you should stay away from, but it's Yehari Val Yavar. If it smacks, if it's an Abizrayu Davodazar, which is the language of the Chinuch here. But either way, per se, it is an Isser Lav, and if somebody's involved in it, then one is Chayiv, and then his last line is an important line also. The Torah emphasizes Kishuf by having a separate Isser of Mechashefa Lo Sechaya. V'gam Mechomer Ha'inyan, his Gira Kasev Bazeh Mibishar Averis Albezdin Shelo Limcho La'over Alzeh. The special din, not to have Rachmanus. And the Ramban there in Shmos says there are only two other Averos, where the Torah goes out of its way to warn twice. One of them is Mesis. Mesis, somebody tries to give it somebody else to over to Zara. There are separate Isurim in the Torah. Five or six Isurim that all relate to not having Rachmanis on a Mesis and not trying to be Dalakaf Zchus. Many Isurim. But the Ramban says it's also here by Kishuf. And one other, says the Ramban, that is included in this, is Rotseach. Not to take v'lo tichu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach asher hu rasha lamus, the pasuk at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, don't take kofer for a rotzeach. Don't take payment. You have to kill him. That's also emphasizing. Don't let him try to get out of it. So you have that by mesis, by rotzeach, and by kishuf. Says the chinuch v'adibarti, I already spoke about this earlier, and you could feel free to follow. If you look in the Menachas Chinuch Knows Gimel, he discusses a thought that the Chinuch mentioned yesterday, but not today. Chazal talk about if somebody asks a Kosem to try to do something for him, then he violates an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Kosem violates Issa D'Araisa, and if he does it with a Maisa, he gets Malkus, and the one who asks is someone who is in violation as well. What about here, if somebody is Shoel someone who is a Machashef? V'lishol b'machashvim, lo nizbayir Issa B'Torah. It's a violation of Tamim Tiyah Mashem Alakecha. Efshar, but he says, if the Chinuch is right, that it is smacked of Avodah Zarah, then it could be that it's going to be related to that, Yehari Val Yavar. And then also, asking about it would also be Abizrayu Avodah Zarah, and it would be Yehari Val Yavar. Either way, this is the issues of Kishuf. A related issue, which we spoke about earlier, back in Sefer Vayikra, when we spoke about Nichush, is the issue of magic. Magic shows today. achizas einayim, which the Rambam talks about and the Minchas Chinuch talks about. That is a huge discussion based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin and a Rambam. Achizas einayim, and the poskim differ. There are some poskim that are more nota lahachmir in terms of magic shows. The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, says in Klal Peites that if you have batchanim and magicians at weddings, it's terrible, and those who hire them are violating lifnei iver. You have to stay away, including the Issa Daraisa of Kishuf, of Nichush, whatever the Isser is, and a number of poskim are against. Rav Sternbach, Rav Avad Yosef doesn't really want to amater it. Rav Moshe writes, though, if everybody realizes that it's all fake, and it's all just sleight of hand, and what is not using any powers, nothing, it's all fake, Rav Moshe says you should make an announcement beforehand, only Hashem knows how to do magic, but this is all sleight of hand, this is really nothing, and we can even show you how to do one of the tricks, so you'll know how to do it, that it's all a trick, so then Yishmakam Lahakel, if it's purely for entertainment. But again, other than that, there are a number of poskim that say, in general, it should be something that should be stayed away from. Okay, that's the second of six Isurim relating to these magical issues, Kosem and Kishuf. Okay, we will stop here.